Just moments ago, the Food and Drug Administration announced a major new approach to regulating products that contain nicotine. That would include cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, and other tobacco products. The agency has been regulating these products since 2009, and today's announcement marks a significant shift in the FDA's approach to tobacco and nicotine. Here to explain is NPR's Rob Stein. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Rachel. How are you?
I am fine. What is changing?
Yeah, so for the first time, the FDA says it is planning to regulate the amount of nicotine in tobacco cigarettes. That's something the agency has never done before. It's something that anti-smoking advocates have been pushing for years, but it's something that tobacco companies have been fighting for years.
So up till now, tobacco companies have been able to put in as much nicotine into cigarettes as they wanted?
That's right. I mean, the FDA hasn't really regulated tobacco products at all until very recently, but they never, and when they have had the power to regulate cigarettes, they never tried to reduce the amount of nicotine in cigarettes.
Huh. The FDA is also proposing changes in the way it regulates electronic cigarettes. What does that look like?
Yeah, that's right. So what the FDA is saying is that what they're trying to do is a kind of a more comprehensive approach to regulating nicotine in any form. So the idea is the FDA wants to try to wean smokers, people who are addicted to nicotine, off nicotine, which is a very addictive drug, to try to reduce the harms of smoking, which is one of the most dangerous health problems the United States faces. Hundreds of thousands of people die every year from tobacco-related illnesses. And what the FDA wants to do is they are saying they, you know, the idea is they'd reduce the amount of nicotine in regular cigarettes. Mm-hmm. They're not saying how much or how quickly, but then they know people are addicted to nicotine, so they want to be able to offer them alternative, safer alternative ways to get nicotine. And e-cigarettes is one of those possible sources.
Hmm. I mean, as you note, there's no indication about what those levels will be, right? By how much is the nicotine going to be reduced? And I imagine that tobacco companies would be not only disgruntled with this change, but also concerned that this could be a slippery slope. Like, if they reduce it by this amount now, what's to say they wouldn't reduce it by another amount later?
Yeah, so this is it's a real blow to big tobacco. There's no question about that. And tobacco stocks have already started falling today. But the idea here is that there's been a fair amount of research is that there may be a non-addictive level of nicotine. So the idea is they wouldn't cut nicotine out of cigarettes completely, but they might say, okay, by such and such date, 5 years from now, 8 years from now, whatever, we're going to cut the amount of nicotine by a certain amount to make it a non-addictive amount of nicotine so that smokers could basically get themselves off of tobacco products slowly, and maybe they do that by starting to use other alternatives like nicotine patches, nicotine gum, and maybe electronic cigarettes. And there's been a lot of debate about electronic cigarettes. It's been very controversial. But the FDA had been requiring these companies of e-cigarettes to submit them for approval. What they're doing is giving those companies more time to be able to create a alternative source of nicotine for smokers.
Yeah, to get into this new market instead of relying on addiction, basically, to increase their sales, to pivot into these other products.
Well, right. That's for smokers, because one of the things they're afraid of is that they could create a black market for high nicotine cigarettes over time by doing this. And so by offering smokers an alternative that is less risky, maybe electronic cigarettes, that they would be less likely to create this black market for high nicotine cigarettes.
Oh, interesting. So you're saying, I mean, obviously these things aren't going to go out of circulation anytime soon, and others could just produce quote-unquote real cigarettes with the full nicotine, but just do it illegally.
Yeah, you can imagine all kinds of scenarios, high nicotine cigarettes coming in from overseas or being marketed in other kind of nefarious ways.
All right, we will keep following it. NPR's Rob Stein reporting on the FDA's new announcement. They're going to regulate the amount of nicotine that can be put in tobacco products. Rob, thanks so much.
Oh, sure thing.